Penguin Audio presents The World in Six Songs, written and read by Daniel J. Levitin. Chapter 1, Taking It from the Top, or The Hills Are Alive. On my desk right now, I have a stack of music CDs that couldn't be more different. An 18th century opera by Marin Marais, whose lyrics describe the gory details of a surgical operation. A North African griot singing a song offered to businessmen passing by in the hopes of securing a handout. A piece written 185 years ago that requires 120 musicians to perform it properly, each of them reading a very specific and inviolable part off of a page. Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. Also in the pile, 40 minutes of groans and shrieks made by humpback whales in the Pacific, a North Indian raga accompanied by electric guitar and drum machine, a Peruvian Andes vocal chorus of how to make a water jug, and would you believe an ode to the gustatory pleasures of homegrown tomatoes? That all these are music may seem self-evident to some, or the stuff of argument to others. Many of our parents or grandparents or children say that the music we listen to isn't music at all, it's just noise. Noise, by definition, is a set of sounds that are random, confused, or uninterpretable. Could it be that all sound is potentially musical, if only we could understand its internal structure, its organization? This is what the composer Edgar Varèse was driving at when he famously defined music as organized sound. The idea that one man's Mozart is another's Madonna, one person's Prince is another's Purcell, Parton, or Parker. Music is characterized both by its ubiquity and its antiquity, as the musicologist David Huron notes. There is no known culture now or any time in the past that lacks it, and some of the oldest human-made artifacts found at archaeological sites are musical instruments. Music is important in the daily lives of most people in the world, and has been throughout human history. Anyone who wants to understand human nature, the interaction between brain and culture, between evolution and society, has to take a close look at the role that music has held in the lives of humans, in the way that music and people co-evolved. Musicologists, archaeologists, and psychologists have danced around the topic, but until now, no one has brought all of these disciplines together to form a coherent account of the impact music has had on the course of our social history. This audiobook is a lot like making a family tree, a tree of musical themes that have shaped our ancestors' lives, their working days, their sleepless nights, the soundtrack of civilization. Anthropologists, archaeologists, biologists, and psychologists all study human origins, but relatively little attention has been paid to the origins of music. I find that odd. Americans spend more money on music than they do on prescription drugs or sex, and the average American hears more than 5 hours of music per day. We know now that music can affect our moods and our brain's chemistry. On a day-to-day level, a better understanding of the common history between music and humanity can help us to better understand our musical choices, our likes and dislikes, to harness the power of music to control our moods. But far more than that, understanding our mutual history will help us to see how music has been a shaping force, how music has been there to guide the development of human nature. The World in Six Songs explains, at least in part, the evolution of music and brains over tens of thousands of years and across the six inhabited continents. Music, I argue, is not simply a distraction or a pastime, but a core element of our identity as a species. An activity that paved the way for more complex behaviors, such as language, large-scale cooperative undertakings, and the passing down of important information from one generation to the next. This audiobook explains how I came to the, some might say, radical notion that there are basically six kinds of songs that do all of this. They are songs of friendship, joy, comfort, knowledge, religion, and love. In trying to understand the evolution of humanity and the role that music has played in it, it seems wise to begin with open minds and ears and not exclude any form of music too soon. However, the evolution of mind and
sample complete. Ready to continue?